Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
To the fallout from Sony's decision to completely cancel the release of the film The Interview, starring James Franco and Seth Rogen. The film, as we've heard, features a plot to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, something that has deeply upset that country's government. And this week, hackers promised a bitter fate for people who went to see the film, saying they should remember September 11th. A warning that eventually prompted movie chains and finally Sony to pull the film. It is the latest turn in a story that began last month when hackers crippled Sony's internal network and made off with massive amounts of data from the company, including unreleased films and emails from the company's executives. U.S. intelligence officials are now saying they think North Korea is behind the hacking and the threats. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He's with us from New York with more on this. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
So there are many now in and outside of Hollywood saying that this decision by Sony is terrible for freedom of speech. If hackers can do this, any movie release could be canceled.
Let's be clear. This is a disaster for Sony. It's a disaster for thousands of Sony employees whose names and social security numbers and bank information has been leaked. And it's a sad day for the hundreds of people who worked very hard on a movie that perhaps nobody will see. But this is not about freedom of speech. The First Amendment says that Congress can't make a law impeding on people's right to free expression. Part of free expression is choosing not to express. If a company doesn't want to release a movie that it's made or a book that it's written, that is not impinging on freedom of expression. That's a company owning the rights to a movie and deciding not to release it. It's a terrible thing that Sony has decided not to release this, that it felt that much pressure. But I think that people who are bringing this all the way up to a constitutional crisis in the matter of Sony and The Interview are being a little hyper.
Well, people like Rob Lowe, who's in the film, who tweeted, "Wow, everyone caved. The hackers won an utter and complete victory for them. Wow." Steve Carell said, "Sad day for creative expression." There is the argument that other films might not be made because of this.
That's absolutely possible. It is possible that this puts a chilling effect on a certain kind of satire. I'll allow that. But it's important to look at the people who are tweeting and the people who are not tweeting. The people who are tweeting are actors and writers. They're artists, and they have every right to be furious that the sequence of events has resulted in a piece of art, which might be a seriously strong claim for a Seth Rogen movie. But sure, a piece of art is not going to be released to the American public and a global audience. At the same time, though, behind the scenes, it's been reported that other movies studios were begging Sony to pull this movie. Because think about the chilling effect that this is going to have on audiences going to movie theaters if they think that there's an even slight possibility that there could be attack on their local movie theater. It's not just that they're not going to see The Interview. They're not going to see Unbroken. They're not going to see any Unbreakable. They're not going to see any of these movies that people are releasing around Christmas. So I think it's so important to think about how other studios who are not necessarily tweeting are quietly cheering Sony's decision.
Well, what about the wider worries, though, that this is not just about movies and movie theaters, that if one of the world's largest corporations bows to hackers, it makes every company vulnerable, and that a hacker could come in, make a demand, and they can get all they want and more?
I think it's really difficult to think about the precedent that this sets when we're talking about a hack that was possibly unprecedented. The level of detail that is released in these hacks, names, social security numbers, bank information, entire movies, scripts, emails between celebrities bashing other celebrities, followed by this final threat that led to The Interview not being released. We've never really seen anything like this. So it's difficult, I think, to say what effect this is going to have in the future. My hope, the optimistic take, is that this makes companies much more serious about their cybersecurity, understanding that the level of sophistication from threats, even from places like North Korea, is getting higher and higher by the year.
What does it mean for Sony?
What does it mean for Sony? Sony is a troubled company in a lot of ways. I don't think it's so serious what's going to happen from this movie. They could choose to release it on demand and make a little bit of money back from that. I think more seriously are the lawsuits that they're going to face from thousands of people at the company who have had all this information released. I think that's where I would place my worries.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.